this.
Copious notes. Yeah, ooh, copious.
Look at all this.
I thought I'd be doing the talking. Yeah, this.
I didn't have any, much of any.
Yeah.
I watched Swartzen at work, though, during office hours. Threw that on there. And
no wonder
you
thought it was
shoulder.
Funny.
I won't reveal where I work, but you probably shouldn't be watching some of this stuff at work on their hardware.
I never watch stuff at work.
No?
No. I know some people who are just brazen about it. You'd walk past their cube and like a goddamn, you know, baseball thing in the corner, right? You know, admittedly, like, but I was like, wow, some bollocks.
Yeah.
And I would watch, I would always go in on Mondays and Fridays when no one else went in post-pandemic, and I would put motorcycle racing on my phone,
yeah.
But it would be like here, and I could just flick a piece of paper over it.
What you do on your phone is your own business, right?
Well, I don't know about that, but anyway.
As long as it's not a company phone.
Yeah, but it's company banned. No, it wasn't, because I was on 5G. So anyway, whatevs. I thought it was pretty ballsy.
Yes. Well.
All right.
When do you like to watch comedy? In the mornings? The afternoons?
Never.
I didn't give that as an option. But in the evenings at home, just alone?
Wednesdays is good, because she's not going to be there, and I'm not going to have to deal with the fallout.
No, but. Not what day of the week. What
time?
Yes. Yeah, so late at night.
Probably night. I don't know. Early night.
Do you think that's when people are more wanting to laugh, is late at night? I mean, that's the whole model is built of the comedy nightclub.
I actually have been doing like Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to fit two in a week.
I actually just came from, that's why I had to push this back, I came from a concert this afternoon, a rock and roll concert at Martyrs. Where I saw Hamilton Lighthouser, who actually looks very much like Nick Swartzen. Won a thing on the radio. I didn't win a thing on the radio. There's a thing on the radio like, hey, put this code in and you can come to this pop-up show of this.
Hamilton? I mean, I know who he is.
From the Walkmen. The singer of the Walkmen.
Yeah, they play him. I got satellite radio and they play him all the time
on
the college radio thing. So I'm familiar. Yeah, it was Martyrs. I've only ever seen one show there, which is weird. Look, one show that was like not, I was something taken to. It's really weird how they survive. Like,
yeah, I was thinking the same thing. I've only been to one other show there in my 25 years here.
And yeah, and they have shows, you know, I'm not, at one point I was a going out-y person. I only ever went to Martyrs once, which is weird.
Well, my point in that was saying that, you know, to watch a rock show at noon on a Saturday, you wouldn't think that was, but it was great. Maybe because I'm old, you know, but I also enjoy watching movies in the morning. First thing in the morning, you get up, cup of joe, and put on an important film, you know? The same, and I'm going to go back to my idea about stand-up comedy in the morning. Opening up a place, serves bagels, coffee, come in, there's a guy in the, or
What are you talking about?
I said you were going to steal my idea.
I did say,
nobody fucking wants that idea.
I said, don't tell Bill I'm stealing his idea. Yeah.
I knew it. Just cut me in. What were you saying?
10%. I was talking about having like a Sunday matinee thing here, because like in the summertime, especially, we have all this foot traffic going by, and having somebody, I wanted to like make a backdrop where because the sun's gonna be coming through the window too bright, you know, because I want to have it in the bar area.
Oh,
and like, you know, yeah, like coffee and mimosas and stuff like that, and just like, and have, you know, a couple of the people that we know are funny around here just doing their bits.
You don't like the idea, but and you had this idea this week?
I came up like a week and a half ago, the first time, and then we just talked about it the other day.
I'm just trying to get credit for the idea, but
all right.
What do you think? Stand-up comedy in the morning, maybe bring in an outside vendor for bagels or something. They have bagels there.
Maybe.
See, mine was more about like a Tuesday morning commute. What? Like you're coming into your coffee in Starbucks. There's a guy in there on the mic, hot micing people like, hey, look at this guy's ready to go. Look at the briefcase, bro. Where are you going? Right? Like people don't use briefcases anymore. Shit like that. Like doing crowd work as people are coming in. Is that not fucking great?
You could just
I would love it.
You get punched out and like.
No, I wouldn't get mean on anybody.
You spend most of the time on the floor, like, all right. No.
I get a bad rap for that because the one guy came on stage to fight me. That was one time. I would keep it nice in the morning. I'm not trying to antagonize. Okay. So I watched this one, and this one being part of our Oscar series. It's Oscar weekend. Are you going to watch the Oscars on Sunday night, Mark?
Nah.
No? Did you see any of the Oscar films this year?
I just watched the cat one. No, that's... Is that the cat from Croatia? Because it's a black cat, so I was like, I'll watch that.
Oh, you watched the shorts, though. We talked about it last week. You watched
the shorts? Yeah, I always watch the shorts.
And see, that's so funny because most people, that's the only thing they don't watch. Or nobody watches the shorts.
Yeah.
Except for you.
Well, most people are idiots, so.
I did watch one short last night as I fell asleep, Anuja. Did you see that short? 22 minutes about... a girl who's smart but is working in a textile factory in India.
Yeah, yeah. I saw.
You saw that?
That's part of the whole program. Mm.
What happens? I fell asleep.
My God, it is depressing. The whole short program, the live short,
is
depressing as shit.
It's all
this
third
year.
World countries.
It's just all like, a guy gets pulled off a train in like former Yugoslavia and
during the Holocaust?
No, in the Serbs Croatian thing was going on, so there's that, and then there's another thing, and then the one that you think's going to be funny ends with the woman throwing herself off the bloody roof. It's like, God, this is too bruising. Yeah. Like, throw us a bone.
Yeah, a little comedy, right? A little comedy short in there.
Yeah, even like I say, even the one you think's going to be funny.
So you didn't see any of these films like The Brutalist or Anora? Like
I saw the cat one.
The cat
animated.
Oh, Flow.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, but for Best Picture. Flow's nominated for Best International Picture. Christian, did you see any of these movies? Who do you like? What movie did you like?
I'm trying to remember. I watched the movie recently, but I'm not sure if it's an Oscar-nominated one. It was about a guy with, he had a real messed up face. And
Oh, yeah, that is. I haven't seen it. It's nominated for Best
Wasn't the Elephant Man
special
in like the 80s?
Effects or something. Or cast something.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was different.
Perfect something, I think it's called.
Yeah, I can't remember at all.
Okay, well.
Let me see. I'm just looking up the Oscar-nominated movies, 2025. diddly-doo.
Are you looking at them or you want me to tell you?
Substance, didn't see. Brutalist, didn't see.
Substance
Still
was
here.
Amazing.
Conclave, didn't see.
Not bad.
Complete Unknown, didn't see. Dune Part 2. How did that get a nomination? I thought it was abysmal at
I watched last night the original Dune, David Lynch's Dune. Have you seen that?
That's a I saw it while back. Amelia Perez. No.
That I saw this week. Not bad.
Wicked. Definitely not. No, I haven't seen any of these.
Okay. Well, moving right along to our one-time, frequent-time, multiple-time Oscar host.
Yep.
Ellen... DeGeneres. 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 And her special, her most recent special, don't exactly know when it came out, last year sometime, For Your Approval. And I think this was your recommendation, Mark. So
yep.
Take it away. What
Cards on the Table, huge Ellen fan. Huge Ellen fan.
Full disclosure. Or as Ellen would say, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Or truth be, if I can be honest here. I love
that's
that
good
one.
Bit. So anyway, when I first come to America, I was like, okay, I better listen to some American comedians, get in with what's going on here. And Ellen was the second. The first comedian I liked was Chris Rock. Second was Ellen DeGeneres. And I thought she was awesome. She had like deadpan down, diamond lines. And then unfortunately, I found out when I had a place in LA, I used to go to this comedy club and I asked, this guy was kind of like one of them who knew everyone. And I said, oh yeah, I really like Ellen. She seems really nice and down to earth. And he was just like, he just looks at me, he goes, let me tell you something about that woman. She wouldn't give you the steam off her piss. She is like tight as a duck's ass and it's just like, it's all front. I was like, really? And that really kind of ruined it for me at that point. I was like, yes. dang it. You know what I mean? Like, here's something I really thought was a genuinely nice person. And that's how I found out, decades before it all came out about her. Although, funnily enough, the fact that she bullied her employees kind of made me like her a bit more.
You can identify with that, I think. more than anything. Yes. Bully in the workplace is something you like.
But anyway, it was at that point I was smitten, comedically speaking, anyway. So okay. I would always like watch his stuff.
Sounds like you had an attraction to her. What if you say you're smitten?
This comedically like, speaking.
Yeah, you qualified it, but
yeah. So heading in, I know this was meant to be a big apology, her big like, hey, this is my side of the story. This is my day in court. And I was kind of worried. So I was like, is this going to make me not like her even harder?
And
I've done a lot of talking at this point, right? I mean, what's your Ellen take?
I liked her when you liked her, right? Back in the 80s. She's part of that, jacket and tie,
yeah,
stand-up 80s.
Golden.
Comedian. Yeah. And she's great. And what I, after watching this, reappreciate is if she's the one writing these jokes are phenomenal. These are this is amazing writing, right? These are great, great jokes.
Because I'd put her up there. I know, and I'm just saying this to annoy the shit out of you, but I'd put her up there with Seinfeld as a joke writer.
Like, these jokes are in his style or in his manner, that kind of observational type of stuff. And yeah, I agree. As good as his.
I'll throw you some bones of what I thought of the thing. The boxer intro. I called it the boxer intro. You know, like she's getting ready for the big fight, and you know, there's flashbacks to what's come before. I just thought that's just too pretentious. Like, keep that out of a comedy special.
Yeah, the hype video. Kind of, it was kind of like a hype video of her career, her milestones, coming out. And then the
controversy. I thought that was a bit pretentious. One thing, I mean, she had a great opening thing about just what have I been doing. I got some chickens and just kind of going. That was good.
Because she's dancing around what everybody's thinking.
Yeah. And then, and I thought that was a great way to let the air out of the room, was just kind of like, I'm not just going to go straight into it. Let's just do some jokes that works here for. But there's an annoying bit where she said, I'm not using Botox anymore. And it got like an ovation almost. And I'm like, you can't get an ovation for not doing something that's stupid.
I don't know if that was what the ovation was for, because I've marked a bunch of times when she got these weird kind of out of place ovations. Like, woo!
Yeah,
that was one. Right, there are a couple there, right? Just weird.
It was virtue signaling, and that was a thing through it that constantly annoyed me, is that the ovations, the round of applause, virtue signaling stuff. Yeah. That was really bad.
We can stick with the intro for a minute. Like, the show's called For Your Approval. Everybody probably knows going in, and I guess she was on some kind of tour doing this, but that she's out trying to clear her name, I guess we could put her in the category with some of the others that we've talked about of the comeback comedian, right? I don't know if this is on par with Louis C.K. or some of the other people, but she's coming back from something. And so it's like that. And she talks about how she cares what people think too much right away, right? And that's where the Botox bit comes in. And then she goes into 10 minutes on, mundane car things like the windshield wiper and this button and that.
But it was good stuff.
It's all good stuff. No, I'm just looking at how she tiptoed into it.
Yep.
But now that, after listening to you at the beginning talk like about the apology, there really was no apology.
No.
There wasn't a single, there was no apology here for anything.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
She doesn't apologize for anything she does. I still don't know what she did, right? She doesn't really address that.
Well, she talks about the mean. Is she going to be mean in the restaurant?
Yeah.
Which was making...
That was a great bit.
Yeah, and it was great. And I kind of like that. I kind of like fronting up, going, you know what? I might be mean, but what the shit?
Why can't you expect me to be nice? Because I'm a woman. She does all that stuff. And if it was a man, then he could scream all he wanted. And
that was a bit weak, but...
But she never apologizes for anything.
No apology.
Do you even know what she did? What, I mean, other than just this general accusation of being a bully in the workplace, was there anything sadistic or really over the edge that?
No, I don't. I don't think anyone was. You know, people. Oh, I was traumatized by working there and stuff. But yeah, I never heard a hard like. She walked up and kicked me in the bollocks, or
right.
You know what I mean. And I'm like, and I look at my behavior, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, you know what I mean. Like,
but this is what why I think people hate her. And so, like, when everybody heard the story that she was an awful person and was running a show like a tyrant and everything, boom. We all hate her immediately because of the hypocrisy, right? Like, her whole thing is, I'm nice, and
nice.
Look at me dance and be kind to one another. And if she's not that, then fuck her, right?
Yeah. And that's the thing I was telling you about that comedy club owner told me. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
and it is disappointing.
It's reminiscent of another comedian who'd been canceled, and that's Bill Cosby, right?
Yeah.
Who preaches family values you know, how everybody should act and decorum and all this stuff with the youth. And then he's out doing what he's doing, right? There's a great, somebody was, I don't know who sent it around this week, but we ever see Norm MacDonald on Jerry's Comedians with Cars? Comedians Getting Coffee in Cars.
Well, that's the scooter thing.
Yeah, right. Oh, that's where you saw the scooter?
Yeah.
Okay. And he's with Jerry and they're talking about Cosby and, he said, well, Patton Oswalt said he can't get over the hypocrisy of the whole thing, right? The Cosby doing that and then, you know, speaking out the other side of his mouth. And then Norm says something like, that's not as bad as the other thing to me, the raping, right? And he does the whole thing about raping. Jerry fucking loses it, right? That's worse than the hypocrisy of the raping. But... it's so crazy that you have a story going back 20 years or more about her being an awful person back then. How does a person that's awful like this get a feel-good, nice talk show like she had, right? Be like learning that Drew Barrymore is a real bitch, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you know, you're a performer. You're putting on a mask. And that mask is one thing, and what you are is the other. And
yeah.
I remember there was a thing about, wasn't it Steve Harvey just laid off all his workers one day, and he was
from
kind of...
Family Feud?
Yeah. But he just was like, I'm doing it, and that's it. No one questioned it.
Right.
Because it was like, well, oh, if that's who you are, then that's fine then. You know what I mean? Like, that's the problem. That's the thing that Ellen was kind of feel raked over the coals, and she obviously doesn't. She's no attempt at an apology. In fact, the whole thing was how I'm a strong woman. I'm this, like, I'm not gonna stand here and apologize.
It actually ramps up towards the opposite of an apology.
All the
way to the end. It's more of a fuck you to everybody.
It is, right? Actually,
before even, you know.
Yeah.
Question.
I mean, I almost vomited on the I'm a strong woman standing ovation. Oh my God.
Where are we at the end now?
Yeah. Because I was just talking about the hypocrisy. Because it's like, and she does this whole thing. She did this big speech of, I don't care what you think of me. But then you programmed in applause breaks with virtue signaling.
Mm-hmm.
So you do care. Because she
goes back and forth with that the whole act about how she doesn't care. She does care from the Botox bit to the. Did you see this one, Christian?
The special. Yeah, I saw it, but I saw it a long time ago. So I don't remember a lot of it. But I had the same idea as Mark though going into it. You know, I really wanted to like kind of like, when it all came out that she was, you know, such a tyrant. It's one of those. I actually just kind of was thinking, well, maybe that's just how she found success. And I was watching it, really wanted to like her again, and it did the opposite. Or not like her again. I actually did. I didn't stop liking her. This made me not like her.
And see, I'm watching her in this, and I'm appreciating her chops, her comedy chops.
She like, is. Damn, she's good. She's top like, five. She's such a good goddamn comedian.
Right? And so I'm appreciating that, and the jokes are great. And I think she did a really good job of, you know, like saying, like, I got kicked out of Hollywood for being mean, right? Or whatever. It's like, or for being gay, right? Like, everyone in Hollywood's mean. Yeah. Everybody's gay, right? Yeah, like,
She actually makes that point. Yeah,
and she makes I think she just weaves it so well and delivers it so well.
Yeah.
But then as she ramps up, well, what you're calling virtue signaling, and then, you know, I am woman, hear me roar type of thing, like to the end, and screw everybody if they don't. It's like, and the way it ends, if we want to go to that.
Oh,
like,
yeah. God. Oh, my God. Bucket.
Oh, my God. Like, and so by the end, Christian, now I hate her again. Like, I hated her coming in. I'm like, fuck this. She's good. Right. Like, we forgot what a great comedian she is. And she's taking this and making it funny and weaving it in all different ways. And then, but by the time we got to the end of this hour plus, I'm like, fuck her. I hate her.
It's a roller coaster ride.
Yeah. I fucking hate her.
Is this the same special? I was trying to look it up just now, but is this the same one where she has the photos of herself on vacation and she's talking about when they were out in the rainforest?
I don't remember.
That wasn't in this one?
No.
Okay.
That must be it.
Well, yeah. Then there was a different one that made me not like her.
Okay. Well, this one really.
It's a roller coaster with Ellen. I mean, yeah, the ending of it. But God, there was so many good jokes in it.
Oh,
she's
my God.
Such a good comedian.
She really is.
It is unbelievable. Even she even got laughs about like her mom having dementia. I'm just trying to remember the joke now, but you know what I mean? Like taking a subject like that, which you probably like for fans of her would be the age where they're like, oh my God, yeah. I don't even want to think about this.
Yeah.
And she just kills it.
Her stuff on aging is great. Yeah. Like, yeah, her material is great. It's great.
you never see a woman playing air guitar. Like,
right. Or with the one that was after that, too, was great. Yeah. You never see a woman like try to run and jump and touch the top of a door frame.
Yeah.
That was fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah. So good.
But then you get to the end and I can't believe she's doing this at the end, right? Where she brings out her wife.
Yeah, for more just like cheap applause, standing ovation. Like you don't need this.
But then for her to say, give this choice, right? Do I want to go down as being remembered for being mean? And I'm thinking, well, no, right? But the other side of that would be for being nice. And she doesn't use the word nice or anything like that or kind. It's, do I want to be remembered for being mean or beloved?
Oh, wow.
Beloved? Like, do I want to be remembered for I want to be remembered for everybody loving me. Right? Like, fuck. Yeah. Did you realize you used that word? You know what that word means, right? Like, I was really turned off.
I think you posed the question, like, you know, how did she make it if she is this mean person or whatever? But I hate to say this, as someone who like produces comedy, so like how much crap I am willing to put up with from someone is tied to their ability in some ways. Like, there's a comedian who kind of started out in Chicago and has moved now. I'm not going to say a name. And everyone hates
Adam Crocius.
Everyone hates this comedian. Notorious, just a completely misanthropic person. And just, you know, most people in Chicago have just said enough's enough, right?
Mouth the name to me so I can really block it.
No, because then you'll blab it. I won't. This comedian is so good that it several times I've gone, do I put up with this shit or not? And I'm like, no, this comedian should be heard, is an awesome comedian, the sort of comedian that needs to be on stages. I'll roll with it. I will put up with the bullshit. And, you know, that's probably not a good human quality, as a lot of people would say, right? But,
well, I don't think there's anything wrong with that, right?
I mean, God, if I put up just comedians I liked, it's 12-minute show every week.
Yeah, right, right. I mean, if you only put up good musicians, right, there were good people, right?
Like, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I have a whole problem with this separate the art. Oh, you can't separate the art from the artist. You can.
You can, but personally, you can't always, but depending on what it is. Like, I love the band Arcade Fire for the longest time, but when I heard what the lead singer did, right, and how what? He was preying on all these young fans and shit, I don't know if you know that story.
You have to.
Then I couldn't listen to the music anymore. Not that I'm this.
Really?
You know, I all I could think about was this guy and what a dick he is, you know? And I stopped listening to the music. And that, yeah, so. And now I don't listen to any Bill Cosby records either, right? I don't put them on my turntable. I leave them on the shelf. I won't listen to them.
You're never, ever, ever stopping me watching Woody Allen movies. I'll fucking tell you that much. You have to pry the iPad away from. I don't have an iPad. I don't even know why I said that.
So what we've learned today is that Mark Geary condones both incest and statutory rape. Right? I mean, if you're fine with Woody Allen and you think his art is worthy of overlooking incest and statutory. No, I'm kidding. You could shout it four times, though. Incest!
Keep saying it until it's funny. Because it's like, to me, there's two of the most beautiful film endings I've ever seen were Woody Allen's.
Which ones? Annie Hall?
No, actually, not that one. There's the ending to Sweet and Lowdown, which is like Sean Penn, and he basically treats Samantha
Django
Morton.
Something he plays, right?
No, that's Django. Is Reinhardt is the real guitarist who he says is the greatest. I'm the second best guitarist ever. He is, but he basically Samantha Morton plays this like mute girl who all the way through, and he's really bad to her and everything. And then in the end, he crawls back to her, and she has got married and got a kid. And then the final line of the film is Sean Penn just going, "I was wrong. I made a mistake," like realizing, Jesus Christ.
Begging her to come back?
He's gone off with some other floozy at this point. Yeah. A genius ending to a film. And then Broadway. I always bring up Broadway Danny Rose because it's probably top three Woody for me, because I equate myself with Danny Rose. And do you remember the ending of that? Yeah. So Broadway Danny Rose is this agent. And like everyone good who he makes fucks him over and leaves him, right? And he makes this guy famous again. Mia Farrow's in that film, interesting enough. So there you go. And so Woody's always stuck with these people, and he has like a Thanksgiving dinner for all his acts that he represents. And there's like, you know, a parrot that sings and a guy who plays xylophone really bad.
This is just like the movie Sandy Wexler. Have you seen that Sandler's movie about the agent? He's basically doing that. All right, go ahead.
But anyway, the ending of the film is, you know, Mia Farrow comes round and basically like ditches him and says, you know, I'm going off with the guy who you made famous and blah, blah, blah. And leaves Woody stuck with these, you know, abysmal music hall variety acts that he represents eating TV dinners for Thanksgiving. And I find that utterly beautiful, but mainly because I equate myself to it. But
because you love TV dinners, right?
No, I just, I won't even go there. Anyway.
When's the last time you had a TV dinner?
Oh, God, 20 years.
Salisbury State. Oh, really? You're living high off the hog, I guess, now.
I used to like them when I first come to America. So you don't eat filth in England. You know what I mean? And like, I always wondered what they were in American movies.
They don't have TV dinners over there?
Nah. And when I came to America, I was like, ooh, that's an American thing. I'll have one of them.
TV dinner?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a sad. It's sad if you're eating a TV dinner.
They should have a little, one of the little things should be what you cry into. Like
an empty one.
Yeah, just an empty one. This is where your tears go.
That's a good bit.
What's the thing?
That's a good one. Do you know why they call them TV dinners?
There's a guy on satellite radio explains how they were invented. They were invented specifically to sell TVs because you could sit and watch TV with one.
Yeah. Back then here, you know, people were eating a lot of them. And in most living rooms had in them this thing that would hold the stands that you'd pull in front of you to watch TV with.
Yeah. See them in thrift stores.
Yeah, yeah, those are great.
I got one, actually. You should have it. It was LA Rams, but I bought it when they
TV tray?
Yeah,
with legs?
Yeah, you slide it under, but I bought it when they were defunct. You know.
Before the LA Rams, then St. Louis Rams, and then LA Rams are going to do it.
But they were gone.
Yeah, they weren't making fucking TV trays for the new LA Rams.
Right. But yeah. This is from defunct. And I also had a Houston Oilers one that this guy bought. I sold that on Craigslist because, like, oh, this is hot. This is hot. There's a whole...
You were collecting TV trays of NFL teams for a while?
No. I just found it at a garage sale, and I'm fascinated by defunct teams.
Yeah?
There's something fascinating about a defunct team.
The merchandise
team.
Of defunct teams. You're always on the lookout for those. Yeah. Hey, when are you going to take me out to the flea market? I know you take Nolan out there. Take me.
I don't begin till May, I want to say.
Oh, they don't start. Yeah, it's too cold.
Yeah.
All right.
I used to find defunct... uniforms and give them to you, didn't I?
Maybe, I don't remember.
Like, you know, the not defunct, like,
yeah,
you had this weird energy of like, oh, this obscure basketball player that no one else knows.
Oh, yeah,
well, he's my favorite.
Back then, yeah, it was all about collecting those old jerseys. Yeah. I used to have stacks of jerseys of players who would. Committed crimes and murdered.
Yeah,
they would end up
it.
In the thrift store and nobody would touch them.
Who was it? Mark Chimura.
Yeah, he's one.
You wanted one of him. And
I didn't want. No. I didn't want these. I didn't want Mark Chimura's jersey.
You
Another
did. You
statutory
me-
rapist. I did not want it.
You sourced it. You said, if you see a Chimura, I want it. And I was like, I'm pretty
I
sure
I do
I'll
not
see
recall
one.
That.
You know what we should have collected? Holy shit. Do you remember when the Bulls would win and they would do the what do you call it? Like a, what do you call the guy who just draws faces on the boardwalk?
Caricaturist.
And they would always do a caricature of all the Bulls team.
Yeah, the big heads.
Yeah, and just, you know, and it would be the big ones. And if you had collected them from the thrift stores, you'd be sitting on a goddamn gold mine, right?
Of
the caricature Bulls winners.
Oh, those
shirts? Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Those, yeah, you know, those are top dollar.
Yeah.
Right.
And there were millions of them.
Oh, but yeah, now the people got wise to them. Yeah. You know, you don't see them anymore.
Which has a lot to do with Ellen.
Yes. Okay, well, I think we've, you know, I have so much more to say, but.
Say it.
Let's do a summary here of what we learned today.
One-legged or legged?
Yeah, one-legged. I was going to say beloved or beloved. Or did she do that? Did she do beloved or beloved?
No.
She should have.
She might have tied it.
She might have, yeah. So I would say this. Great comedian. Great writer. But undeniable. Because she never apologized. And if I've learned anything in life, it's you should apologize even when you don't feel like you should apologize.
Did my missus tell you to say that to me?
No.
Pointedly.
No.
All right.
But I'd like to learn more about your marital strife.
Okay, so opinions on it, pretty much the same. Like, the best top three comedy. Immaculate.
You're
comedy.
Saying Ellen DeGeneres is top three comedians of all time?
That's a figurative thing. I mean, she won't
top three comedians working today.
Top three American comedians, I'll say that.
Who's ahead of her or around her?
Who's around her?
You can't just say top three and not
Bill
have
Hicks and yeah, I know. And we'll
Bill
get into
Hicks?
That later.
What? Is he alive?
No, he died years ago.
Working today.
Working today.
Are you saying of all time, living or dead, Ellen DeGeneres is three on a list, Bill Hicks is number one?
Probably.
Good God. Who's two? Shecky Green?
American. Well, let me think about it more and we'll do
Good
it in
God.
A program. That, we'll that do a top five a... show. How about that?
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Yeah. All right. It's on this particular performance, so much greatness in it. and then so much badness. Yes. What do you do? What do you say?
Because the jokes are great, but then she reveals her nature at the end of the program, which is she's a horrible person.
Well, it's bubbling all the way through, but...
All right, well, this concludes our Oscars.
So what are we? Thumbs sideways at this point?
No, I'm giving her a toe up. I'm towing her up.
You're still upping on it.
Yes, because we're here to judge the comedy, not the person. Right?
All right.
And her last clip, her last bit or whatever you want to call it at the end was horrendous. She shouldn't have done it.
Yep.
It reveals herself as a person. But those jokes for that first hour...
Yep.
It was a tour de force.
Yep.
Of comedy writing.
Yep, I'm up as well then. If we remove that last bit, I'm up.
Yes.
Well up.
But we hate her as a person.
No, I'm neutral.
You don't mind her? Because you like bullying. You like bullies.
I don't really care what someone's like. And maybe she's driven. Maybe she's a perfectionist. You know what I mean? Some different people, what does mean?
Yeah, well, we dig in some of the stories.
She's jabbing a compass in people's arms and stuff? No.
Just mean. I don't like mean. I don't like people that are mean.
Yeah. I don't mind them so much.
All right, well, that concludes this edition. Tune in next week when we review
doing?
Overweight comedians, or a series on overweight comedians. We're going to be doing Louis Anderson. And Gabriel Iglesias and John Panette. You don't know any of these people?
Well, I know them all.
You know John Panette?
They haven't had specials out in the last year. Panette, feet under.
And then the following week, comedians that are 6 feet under. And then we'll follow that up with, because it'll be sweeps week. Comedians committed sexual crimes.
All right.
We'll end with that. All right. Good night.